This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the roof. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome to another session of Sanity right here with The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you guys with me. I appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with us, giving your input. You know, you can always send me an email. Some of you say, oh, I don't want to hear my voice, I don't want to call in. All right, fine. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. We're live up on Facebook, you're live up on the website, which again is therealside.com. Boy, do I have a lot to do tonight. A lot to get squared away. We'll start off with the easy stuff. First of all, let your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones know about the show. Send them a link to the Facebook feed. Tell them what station we're on locally. You can find the stations up on our website, realside.com. I'm just loving all the outrage by the left on President Trump's call that Amazon doesn't pay enough money. Amazon is hurting small business. Amazon is, basically screwing the American taxpayer. I agree with them. I know, sounds terrible. I agree with them. Look, I'm up for capitalism. I'm up for if companies have a level playing field and somebody puts out a better product than another company, God bless them. Go for it. Make your money. Put the other one out of business. I don't care about that as long as it's fair and equal. Now, Amazon does a couple things. First of all, the left says that Amazon does pay taxes. That the claim that Amazon pays no taxes, the New York Times and Forbes magazine says, yes, they pay taxes. But they don't pay taxes. Here's what they pay. The taxes they pay are the sales. See, this is the same game that they play with illegals. The sales taxes that Amazon collects in 26 different states or 29 different states, they pay those. But they don't pay them. You don't know. No business pays sales tax. What they pay, they collect. They are the collector for the government. They're the collector for the state. They're the collector for the federal government. And then they give that money or turn that money over to. They're just the funnel for Uncle Sam and whoever your governor is. So let's be honest about it. Let's be honest about the tax money. It's the same thing when they say illegals pay taxes. They don't pay taxes. Yes, they pay sales tax. They pay excise tax when they buy tires. You know, they pay road tax when they buy gasoline. So you want to play the word game? Yeah, they pay taxes. God bless. However, the question is, do they pay sales tax? Well, I mean, business taxes like you and I pay. Right? You know, according to a post, I guess it's from the New York University marketing professor, Scott Galloway, Amazon paid just $1.4 billion in income taxes compared to the $64 billion for its chief competitor, Walmart. I want you to think this through. Amazon is probably the, the biggest, is it the biggest company on the planet? Right? Walmart generated $229 billion in profit before taxes. Right? And before dividends were paid to shareholders. Amazon, on the other hand, has generated $14 billion in taxes. I mean, in profits. Galloway poses that this is an issue. The most uncomfortable question in business is how do we pay, you know, how do you pay your soldiers, your firefighters, your teachers? How do you pay all that? Right? If a firm can get to $260 billion in value without paying any meaningful taxes. Now, you know, you can work this through. You can figure out how much they make every year. And again, this is peanuts. This is nothing. But now they have a deal with the U.S. Postal Service. And they deliver, as some of you have found out, on Saturdays and Sundays. The Postal Service delivers to residents on Sundays. So when you look through this, why don't you go to the post office one of these days? Bring them a small package and say, I'd like this delivered on Sunday. And see how much it costs you. The average package delivered for Amazon by the Postal Service, I want you to think about this, is $1.47. You with me? I can't. I ship packages. You guys order stuff for me, coffee cups and all that other stuff. There is nothing I ship out of here that I can get away with shipping out of here. That's $1.47. Absolutely nothing. So, you know, again, you want to compare apples to apples? This is crazy. And when you play that tax word, I always love that too. I think that's always hilarious. Yeah, they pay taxes. Yeah, they collect and they give the sales tax to the state. That's not paying taxes. It's like me going to my neighbor's and picking up his income tax payment to the federal government because I happen to be going by the post office and I drop it in the mailbox and go, yeah, I paid taxes. Wouldn't you love to be able to get away with that? If it was that easy, I'd pick up everybody's taxes all across the neighborhood here and drop them off at the post office. All right, we've got an invasion coming through our southern borders. Let's see what Kimberly Marin thinks about it. We'll be back in a few minutes. I'm Joe Bassini, your host. You are listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Welcome back.
This is just a fad.
To the real side.
Well, fad or not, it's here to stay.
With Joe Messina.
And it's killing your show in the ratings.
This is The Real Side.
Time. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and just really, truly being part of the solution. I mean, being part of the solution, not just complaining like some do. But if you're willing to get off your butt, off the couch, walk for a candidate, make phone calls, whatever it takes to get somebody elected and unelected, should they need, then you can complain. Other than that, I'm tired of it. I'm tired of people complaining and not doing anything about it. Anyway, here's somebody who complains and does something about it. Kimberly Marin joins me, as she does every week, to help me kick off, get her, I like getting her blood pumping, and I'm sure she likes getting mine pumping as well. Kimberly, how are we doing today?
I was doing better before I started talking to you.
See, how many times I've heard that in the past, right? Anyway. you know what? We're going to talk in a minute. We're going to talk about the impending invasion from the South. But are you one of those people that has the furry little bunnies on Easter, or do you actually roast the bunnies on Easter? Which?
Well, if I could roast the bunnies, I would, but I don't like rabbit. I had filet mignon.
Really? Wow. Well, excuse me. Apparently, I'm paying you too much money.
No, we went out to eat, and my father-in-law said, well, they told us the only choices we have are ham or lamb. I'm like, okay, well, I don't eat baby animals, so I guess I'm having ham. And we got there, it was a full menu. I'm like, yeehaw! The first time I didn't have ham on Easter, probably in my life.
See, I grew up Italian, so we always had lamb on Easter. Always.
In the Italian family, we didn't have lamb. We had all that amazing Italian food. And then all the amazing Italian dessert. I used to bring ricotta pie every year. See, you're killing me now.
Yeah, see,
I forgot about the ricotta pie. That was my favorite.
Hey, I found a place in L.A. that has it after for years I couldn't find one. The problem is I want to eat all of it when I bring it home, so it's really, really, really tough.
So good.
You and Xander make me crazy, because every time I get you on, we somehow talk about food, and I want to just stop and go eat after this. Anyhow, all right.
Yeah, because it's your dinner time. It's not my. I already ate dinner.
Yes, yeah, not me. I'm smelling food that isn't even cooking yet, so... All right, so wait a minute. I sent you over to look at a video on the Facebook page that I have up there, and I thought you were going to lose it because you probably felt the same way I did. You know, there's a test run at the southern border right now where, I think about a week ago, now they weren't even refugees trying to get in. They were testing the border guards. And I said I'd get there, I would have a whole bunch of water cannons lined up ready to go, because this is just craziness. If they're testing us, they're seeing how ready we are, really, what's going to happen a month down the road?
I just saw the video that you were telling me about, and I think it's horrifying. That is literally an invasion. And I think we need to do more than just a water cannon. People have been walking across our border illegally, freely for years now. Yeah, sometimes they get caught, but we don't have enough people manning our border to actually protect this country from these people. And we're not even protecting our border guards. This is outrageous, and I think we really need to kick it up a notch and do something about it, because we're basically just being laughed at on the southern border. We are a joke is what we are.
But what do you, I mean, be careful now. What do you really do about this? I mean, seriously, when you talk about what's coming and what we can do to stop it, remember the administration before this one spent years and years and years setting us up for failure in this arena.
Well, I mean, see, that's the thing. I don't know what all the laws and rules are. I know if someone invades my home, what I can do, because I'm allowed to protect myself. I don't understand why we can't do that at the border.
Is that...
That's a roundabout way of.
Do you drag them in after or before you act? That's what I want to know. Anyway, all right, never mind.
Yeah, no. We're not in the North End.
No, you look at what's going on in Europe. You look at what happened when there was the quote-unquote, and some of them still call it the Muslim invasion, if you would. You look at some of the countries that never had borders before, and all of a sudden they have border guards now. You know, they saw what was coming. They saw the problem it was going to cause them, or continue to cause them, if you would. I mean, seriously. And if we do anything at all, right, what do they call us? We're racists. We don't like Hispanics. We don't like people from South America. No, we don't want people coming here and just sponging off us, which is what plenty of them do. Maybe not every one of them, but many of them do.
I don't care who's coming here. I don't care if they were all Europeans that were coming here. If they're running across the border, they're not doing it the correct way to actually try to come and become a citizen. Get out. Stay out. You know, plenty of our relatives and our ancestors came here the right way and had to go through all the red tape to become citizens. That should have never changed. And I hold Reagan and the Congress back then responsible because he passed amnesty with their promise to build a wall. And I don't even know if that a wall would
they
work.
They never did it. They never did it. They did a very small portion of it, and then they didn't do it.
Right, but they should have never granted amnesty. That was the first mistake. And now, look, they want to do it again for DACA because, they granted amnesty back then, so let's be illegal, bring our illegal children over, and eventually some moron in office will grant them the amnesty too because they did it before.
Every time they say, well, Reagan did, I go, and got screwed. You guys never did follow through on it. You took them, and it's not uncommon because if you look, every time we make a compromise, we never get what they tell us we're going to get.
That's why you never compromise with the left ever, 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 ever. Ever. Ever.
Oh, God. Kimberly Marin for president. What do you think? No?
heads would roll. I would be Calvin Coolidge on steroids.
Oh, God. You know, I look at it, and we're going to talk in a minute of the actual coming invasion. They are on the way. And the thing, I'm seeing pictures, and the thing that bothered me the most is they're waving the flags from the country they're coming from. If you love the country so much, go back. Just stay there. We're going for a quick break so we can both breathe. I'm Joe Mancini. You listen to Real Side. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mancini here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon, eBay, and at GraceAlley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon, eBay, and GraceAlley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
Then you won't be angry.
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby someone. Abby who?
Abby Normal.
Pelosi. Green Eyed Lady. All right, cool. And most of you won't even know that. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side of GCN Live. Thanks so much for being with me. I appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let me just bring it around, because I'm having a lot of fun just taunting her. Because she can't hit me from there. Anyway, Kimberly Marin joins me, as she does every week, and we kind of deal with the issues of the day, the hot issues of the day. Today, it's the invasion from the South. How you doing, Kimberly?
Tammy, you got that Nerf gun?
There will be no shooting in the studio, yeah. So I'm seeing these pictures, okay? Now, I already got you irritated with the first video I showed you. And now I'm seeing even more videos of the coming invasion on our southern border. And they're already starting. You know, the left is already starting about how you can't turn them away because there's little kids. You know, and it, what's that?
She just passed out.
I think that's what it sounded like she, her and the mic fell over. But you see them, you know, coming up, and there's videos of them on television. And one of the things that bothered me to no end is, you know, I'm still watching. They're waving the flag of the country they're coming from, right? I'm going, if it was so great, if you're so excited, go back. What are you doing coming here for? And
okay,
and, go ahead. I can hear you frothing at the mouth.
Keep your women and children at your home country and fight to make your country better. We have huge, massive issues in our own country where there's a homeless issue, there's veterans who are homeless and not getting their care. We need to focus on our own country. Get the hell out and stay out. I was just watching a video I was telling you on the break of Skid Row in L.A. It's five blocks or ten blocks. It's five, I forget how long it was. It's horrifying that American citizens are living like that in this country. Yet they're going to let all these illegals come here. Oh, because you're a woman and a children, you can stay. No, get out. It's horrifying. I can't fathom that we just let them come across the border. I can't.
All right, listen, I hear you. We can't take care of our own. We have people, as you saw, you watched the one in Skid Row, but Skid Row isn't the only place we have this problem. We've got this problem all through this country. We have veterans that are dying, and it isn't just because of, well, it's mostly because of management. Some of it has to do with money. Why did we open up, you know, when we had the first insurgence of refugees, quote unquote, we opened up military bases, we flew in medical people to take care of them. These are people from other countries. Why aren't we doing the same thing for our vets? Why aren't we opening up? If they're homeless, there are closed bases, there are closed government facilities we could bring them into. We could fly in, you know, doctors to take care of them. Why aren't we doing that?
Well, and a lot of those bases had housing.
Yep.
So what is it, just sitting there rotting?
Yes. For all intents and purposes, yes. And this is my irritant. Again, we have all this property that the government has that we can use to help these guys. I don't know why we're not doing it. I don't know why we're not engaging and forcing it or making it happen.
Because the left cares more about illegals from different countries than they do about veterans. That's why.
No, you
Obama
mean
Obama didn't do a damn thing.
You're kidding. Breathe. Remember your old Lamaze classes? Got to just breathe.
Oh,
okay.
God. That was a long time ago, Joe. How about yoga? Yoga.
Yoga. I don't like yoga unless you put fruit in it. Otherwise, I'm not interested. No, sir. This stuff bothers me to no end because you're exactly right. Even with the current administration, and look, I'm not an anti-Trumper at all, but I look at some of this stuff, and he can slam his fist on the table and get off of Twitter for 30 seconds, okay? And let's go ahead and put water cannons and National Guard down at the border. I'm okay with that. They can't be allowed just to come in. It's wrong. It's the wrong way to do this. And it's not even a matter of, I'm not even going to go down the road that we can't afford to do it. I'm going to go down the road and say, don't we have to take care of our own first before we can take care of anybody else?
It doesn't seem like anybody cares about that. You know, people will say it every once in a while, oh, we got to take care of our own people, yet they still keep coming across the border. We still keep taking care of everybody else. It's ridiculous.
Yep.
And it's hurting this country, and it has hurt this country, especially public education in places like California, which is a border state. It's absolutely absurd. And no one seems to have the cojones to stop it. No one, not on the left, not on the right, on the left, they want to just let free flow of anybody and their brother and their mother and their brat come across the border. And in the right, they don't seem to really want to stop it either. So you know who gets screwed? American citizens, legal immigrants who had to wait in line 10 years and spend thousands of dollars and follow all the rules so they could actually become Americans.
Well, yeah, you know, again, I've talked to people who are in the middle of getting their citizenship. You know, we have, and you and I have had this conversation before, we have totally forgotten about legal residency. Totally. And I tell people all the time, they don't have to become citizens. We don't have to give them citizenship. Most of them, when you talk to them, they don't want citizenship. They want to eventually go back to their country. So why are we wasting all this money, spending all this time to make them citizens when they don't even want to be? You want to become a legal resident? You know what? Then you need to get an ID card. We need to be able to track you. And you have to pay taxes.
Yeah, and if you break the law, get out. Not a speeding ticket, nothing like that, but some kind of, you know, there can be...
They would have threw me out years ago, but go ahead.
What'd you do, speed walk in the North End? Nobody had cars.
Ouch.
Sorry, I couldn't read this.
I hear you. And that's not what we're talking about. That's what people need to understand, right? I mean, seriously.
Right. It seems like more and more and more actual American citizens and legal immigrants mean less and less and less, even though we're the ones who the country is supposed to be, they're the losers in Congress are supposed to represent us. They don't, sorry, Nancy Pelosi, you don't represent illegals. You represent legal American citizens, sweetheart.
Well, you heard the Oakland mayor, or the, I think it was the San Jose mayor, whichever one, I can't keep up with them. She said point blank that she represents the people that live in her city. Now, you know what she's saying there, right? I mean, she thinks, really believes that she represents everybody and anybody who lives in the, within the borders of who voted for her. And I'm sure many of those people, if you know what I mean, voted for her as well.
Illegal aliens voting is a huge issue. And oftentimes, they don't know they can't vote because places like California have motor voter registration. So they get automatically signed up when they go to the DMV or when they get some kind of welfare benefits or when they go to certain government places, they get automatically signed up to vote. And then they vote sometimes not knowing they're not supposed to vote because the government, again, is an epic failure.
Yeah. You know what? It's, they've been told to vote. Like they, you know, remember President Coblamo when he opened his mouth and he said, you know, everybody should go vote. You know, and he meant everybody. He was very clear about it. Did you go get your tickets in advance for Chappaquiddick?
No. I'm going to wait till it comes. I won't go to the movies for that. I very rarely go to the movies. It's usually for some really cool action movie.
Right.
I'll wait till that comes on video. On demand, whatever.
Yeah. I mean, I've heard about it so much, I probably could have, you know, in some of the excerpts that I've seen or the trailers that I've seen, I can already tell there's going to be, it's not going to be 100% truthful, let's put it that way.
Well, if it's going to be blowing smoke up the Kennedy family's rear end, I'm not interested. I'm really not.
Well, they're all gone. They're pretty much all gone now. So, see, I think whoever put it out there, whoever is putting it out there, is probably feeling much more comfortable about doing it. So, just interesting. The
I'll wait and see what other people say about it before, because, like I said, I've said on this program before, my first inkling into politics at all was when I was 12 years old, watching 60 Minutes, and Teddy Kennedy was being questioned about Chappaquiddick. I went to my mother and I said, Mom, why do people vote for this guy? He killed a woman. And she couldn't answer me. That was my first glimpse at all into politics. I guess that's pretty much
right. We got to go. We're going to go for a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about Vermont taking your guns away and a Democratic congressman that wants an armed rebellion against the current administration. There's no guns. How are they going to do it? We'll be back in a minute.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up? And I said, sure, Ryan. And in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to see one, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
It's astounding. Time is fleeting. Madness takes its toll. But listen closely.
Not for very much longer.
I've got to keep control.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side. I know, you know, I always say it's not a time warp. It's like you're in a different universe altogether. You have been brought to some alternate universe, and God is just laughing his buns off, going, you try to figure it out. I haven't been able to. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And don't send me emails about making fun of God. If you don't think God has a sense of humor, just look in the mirror in the morning. You'll figure it out. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Kimberly Moran joins me. She does every week. I always have a good time when she joins the show. I love riling her up. I'm sure your husband's very happy how you act when you get off the phone with me, because I can't imagine it's good.
I'm always insane. No, I just have to tell you really quick. So I was having a conversation with a gun controller, and she said that women shouldn't protect themselves. And she said, you'll have a better chance of protecting yourself with a fire extinguisher that sprays wide and blinds and affects their breathing.
Okay.
She's trying to tell women, instead of using a firearm in their homes, to use a fire extinguisher. I'm dying. I can't.
Yeah.
This is how dumb they are.
No, that I have played, and I don't do it because I know it's not funny, really, but we had a 9/11 call where the 9/11 operator was trying to tell a woman, or telling to him, did you ask him to leave? I'm thinking to myself, really? You really asked that question? Did you ask him to leave? This is not your house. You don't belong here. Oh, my God, I didn't know that. I'm so sorry, lady. I didn't mean to scare you. I'm leaving now. I'll go rape somebody else. Jeez.
Excuse me, Mr. Criminal. This is a gun-free zone. Can you please leave?
Or at least leave your gun outside, right?
Yeah,
I mean, this is how stupid
it gets. Excuse me, Mr. Criminal. Can you wait for the police to arrive to save me?
Oh, God.
I mean, serious. That's how
the 9/11 lady says, I have nobody in the area that can help you. There's the words you want to hear when you're a woman home alone and a guy is breaking into your house, right?
Oh, I told you before, I listen to 911 calls. They're horrifying.
Yeah.
I literally get upset every time I listen to them. Good and bad.
I don't blame you.
Here you are, this person, this woman, typically women alone, and they're desperately calling for help, and help is minutes away when seconds matter.
This lady said that the nearest cruiser she had, for those of you who are not on the East Coast, that's what they call them, was 20 minutes away. She's dead in 20 minutes.
Well, think about it. In rural places, Joe, there's no police department in some places. They have to rely on the state police, and they could be God knows how far away, depending on how busy they are.
Yep.
Massachusetts. So you have to, in rural places, you have to protect yourself.
Yep.
And then if you're in a big city, they're so busy that they're going to take a while. I mean, they have stats about 911 calls across the country in different places, and they range anywhere from like 12 minutes to 30 minutes. That's enough. You're gone. You're done.
You live in New Hampshire. For those that are geographically challenged, Vermont is right next door to New Hampshire. And Vermont is having such a gun issue. I mean, they have so out of control gun violence. They have now decided to put some of the heaviest gun restrictions on Vermontans in the country. Right?
Yes, Vermont, who's always had constitutional carry, has always been the safest state in the country.
Oh.
The morons in their legislature have decided to put gun control into effect. Wow. Some of it's worse than what's already in New Jersey. So the brainiacs in the Vermont legislature have decided to make Vermont less safe. They want to make Vermont more like Massachusetts, which is their, you know, one of the border states in New England. The states that have the strictest gun control in New England have more crime. So Vermont wants to be like those states. Instead of Maine, New Hampshire, and Vermont, all constitutional carry states, least amount of gun control laws, safest states in the country.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Well, it goes back to what I always say. It's the same thing. Whatever they believe to be between their two ears has to be truth. If they believe it to be truth, then it is truth. And it has absolutely nothing to do with reality. We both know that. And then,
they say gun safety. Their gun control laws have nothing at all what to do with safety whatsoever. It's all about controlling people. Nothing to do with safety, nothing to do with criminals, because all it does is enable criminals. It's all about control. That's it. Control of law-abiding citizens, not criminals.
These are the same people that think if we disarm from a nuclear perspective, that we'll go ahead and we'll bring the level of angst across the world down. That it's all because the United States has so many nukes and we're war-ready, which makes us warmongers, which, you know, all this crazy stuff. And I would sit there and go, that's not it. Reagan was exactly right. You know, if you come from a position of strength, and I don't want to say we're the yard bully, but if we've got the power, nobody's going to come up and stick their stuff in our faces. It's just not going to happen. And for 8 years, we were the sign of weakness. And that's why we have the turmoil we have.
Listen, Put it this way. Put it into this perspective. If you're a punk little scumbag criminal and you see you have a couple different options and you see the guy who's 6'7", 350 pounds, and, you know, obviously he's confident and he looks like he can take care of himself. And then you look at the little weakling guy. Maybe he's from France. He's got skinny jeans on. He's a beta male soy boy. You take, who are you going to attack? Right?
Well, I'd have to stop laughing first, and then I could decide.
But seriously, who are you going to attack? The person that you know is going to is more powerful than you, or the person that you know is going to cower in the corner?
Yeah, you're not going to pick on the guy that you know is going to kick your butt. Period.
No, of course you're not.
So now we have a Democratic congressman who's kind of hinting at the fact that we should have an armed rebellion against Donald Trump. But here's the problem. This member of Congress, Tom Suozzi from New York, this is great. If he takes all the guns away from people, how are you going to have an armed rebellion? I'm just curious.
This is a prime example of a government hack who probably wants gun control, showing that someone in the government wants control of the firearms is going to use them for wrongdoing.
Well, this guy actually comes out and he says, this is where the Second Amendment comes in, quite frankly, because, you know, what if the president was to ignore the courts? You mean like Eric Holder and Oblamo did? Because,
right?
You know,
exactly.
He goes on to say, because, you know, if the president ignored the courts, what would you do? What would we do? He said, right? And the listener then blurts out while he's there, goes, hey, that's what the Second Amendment's for, moron.
All right, so this guy is a little bit out there.
A little?
Well, I mean, if you look at his photo, he looks like he's a mobster. But he's talking about using the Second Amendment because he doesn't like Trump. That's not exactly how it works, buddy. That's not the point of the Second Amendment, you know, just because you don't like the guy in the White House.
Well, I think it's interesting that he's calling Trump tyrannical. Now, Trump's been in there, what, 12, 14 months or something like that, right? I mean,
yeah.
Seriously, we put up with 8 years of tyranny, and he's upset. I think they're upset because he's getting stuff done. He may not be getting everything done that we want to get done, but he's definitely moving forward with things that Obama would never have touched, nobody would have ever touched. But isn't it funny how when it suits them, they're willing to break all kinds of laws. They're willing to embrace laws they wouldn't embrace before.
Yeah. It's hypocrisy at its best. If Hillary Clinton was in office, he'd be probably pushing for more gun control.
Oh, yeah.
He'd probably be pushing for confiscation.
And more health care for the president. Hint, hint.
But seriously, yeah, that when you look at some of the things that the left says, what they said before, what they say now, things that they've altered on in their ideology, they're insane. It is a mental illness. I'm sorry, but there's no other way to describe this because this is not normal.
Hey, I'm loving what's happening in the Democratic Party right now because they're fighting from within. They're putting up some of the most left candidates that you can see for some of these offices across the country, and I hope they keep fighting each other. I hope they fight hard with each other. You got about 15 seconds. Tell people where they can find you.
New Hampshire Political Buzz, Granite Rock, and you can find me on Twitter at ConservativeIND.
Always, always, always have fun with you, Kimberly. Now go. You know, she has to drink heavily after the show. It's the only way she can get to bed because I'm sure she's totally wound up. Okay, when we come back after the break, yeah, you have to because I am. When we come back after the break, we're going to talk about CNN and how much they hate moral, conservative Christians, and I'm going to prove it to you. We'll be back in a few minutes. Okay.